Council of Neighbors and Organizations. How are you?
I'm doing well, Ted. How are you?
What a treat to see you on a Monday.
Thank you.
It's a wonderful
Likewise.
Thing. And you have lots on the plate today. There's lots going on in the world of neighborhoods.
We do. And I can't believe I blinked. And now it's August, which is why we're back.
We've warned you about that, haven't we? We've warned each other about that.
Absolutely. And what I want to talk to folks today about is it's August, which means next month is September, which is Neighbor Up Month for Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the surrounding communities. So I want to remind folks, there is a process. We need to get permits in for your block parties and your neighborhood park events because the city and the county are waiving all of those barriers for engaging and getting to know your neighbors by waiving those permit fees the entire month of September.
Would you like a fun story?
I would love a fun story.
I know of a neighborhood who in September, Neighbor Up Month, is going to be holding its 40th continuous block party. And the patriarchal family, the family that originated all of this, still lives in the same house they built all those years ago, right on the corner of the cul-de-sac.
Wow, that's awesome,
Ted. Isn't that a
wonderful
story?
I
so
love that.
We need Kono to come out. We need we need to have you
we need
pay
to
a visit
learn
to
more.
This wonderful group.
Absolutely.
And
I want more information.
More.
So
yeah,
that's phenomenal. 40 years. That's incredible.
40 years. Yeah, isn't that something?
Almost as long as Kono has been kind of operating and doing our work in the community, which has been 43 years.
I'm just going to take a wild guess that after that many years, Kono and this neighborhood have probably rub shoulders at some point or another.
Possibly. We've
You're
connected.
Up in the Rock Rimmon area.
Yeah. I really love to hear that there's, and I know there are several neighborhoods throughout the community that have been doing this type of gathering and getting to know one another. But we're just super excited to have the support of the city and county and to see more neighborhoods. We had a great story out of July where a woman who's in the military relocated here, because she has kids, wanted to get to know her neighbors and decided to do this and was feeling a little bit alone on the island. And however, the 4th of July holiday rolled around and over 200 people showed up and loved the idea. And maybe now she has a little committee to plan things going forward. But I would also tell people it doesn't have to be complicated and complex. It can be something as simple as we were just tapped into a local neighborhood that's doing pancakes on the porch once a month in the warm weather months and getting 30, 40 people, neighbors to come and get to know each other in a really kind of fun, creative way.
These are all testaments to what life is like when you get to know your neighbors.
Absolutely.
It's
and
so
then
simple.
When things maybe get a little weird or contentious when you've had pancakes on the porch or you've had beers and burgers, it just really allows you to take the contentiousness down.
Absolutely.
And we're all better together when we
Very
know each
disarming,
other.
Disarming those events. Very disarming. And yes, you're right. If there's a spat here or there, they just seem to dissolve on that day and then they don't come back.
Exactly.
That's kind of cool. So let's walk through the details of how to apply for a permit, how to get in touch with Kono for help for all those things.
Sure. So I'm going to offer three sources, Ted.
Perfect.
So someone can shoot us an email at information@cscono.org. You can go on to our website, cscono.org, or you can even call us at our office, which is 471-3105, and we will walk you through the process. We've gone to great steps to make it easier. Again, it doesn't have to feel overwhelming. We're there to support you as you get creative and engage with your neighborhood.
It is such a treat to have you here. And we appreciate all you do for our neighborhoods and bringing people together, building community.
Thanks, Ted. We appreciate you having us here.
You're very welcome. Diane Lushen, Kono, our Council of Neighbors and Organizations. We'll be talking to you about that 40th anniversary here not too long from now.